This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Market Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shitaj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Prateek Pant, co-founder and head of products and solutions at Sanctum Wealth Management Private Limited. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Pant.
Hi, Shitaj. Thanks a lot for having me there. Thanks everyone for joining in. Another tough day in the market right now.
Absolutely. And you said it right, Mr. Pant, that we've seen quite a bit of volatility in the market, although we've reached 7,900 today, but we've sort of recovered at least in the mid-session or while we are recording at this point in time. I'll just probably take it from there. Sensex broke below 29,000 level to hit a fresh low, and then the mid-cap index also hit a fresh four-year low. Enormous amount of wealth has already been eroded from the G-Street. What is causing all the pain in the market? And right now, it looks like fear is driving. What are your views on that, Ms. Pant?
So, Shitaj, these are very, very abnormal times. I don't think most of the participants have seen this type of volatility. I mean, we have seen tough times in the market phase. You know, right earlier, if you go back in history, at least from the time when I've been investing, for more than 25 years, we've seen the Harshad Mehtas and the Ketan Parekh scams, and then the markets got a lot better regulated. We still had the dot-com bubbles and we had, of course, the great financial crisis of 2008. But the type of drawdowns which the market has seen in the short period of time is unprecedented at this point of time. And clearly, you know, there will be a lot of people who would feel quite panicky about this. In India, if you were to just look at really what has caused some of the things out here, you know, it was in a way a confluence of three factors. And of course, one of them is dominating that right now. But you really had the crisis which happened in Yes Bank, which was in a way the culmination of things which had happened earlier with ILFS. And then, you know, Dewan Housing and, you know, some of those blow ups which happened on the debt market. You know, you had the oil shock which had happened when the whole OPEC trading block really got disrupted. But really now what is causing is the uncertainty around the whole coronavirus, right? One doesn't know where is the end game. If you look at when you look at prices of stocks in the market, there are two factors which really drive that, right? There is price earning, which is there, and price earning really refers more to what type of liquidity and sentiments are in the market. And second is really the earnings of the market, right? All earning numbers, all GDP numbers for 2020 are out of the window. Because of what you are seeing today, right? There is a complete lockdown across the world. Economic activity has come to a standstill. And many businesses are going to be permanently scarred and impacted by this. And that's also, I guess, a lot of people had not anticipated the velocity with which this will come. And that's really what you see with the U.S. markets right now. Because U.S. markets clearly were the driver of liquidity to the world. I mean, just think of it. If New York City goes into a lockdown mode, a lot of people, a lot of institutional capital, which is there, everybody is now got into a protection of capital mode. That's really driving out liquidity from risk assets into protection assets. And that's really the outcome today. And that's what we are seeing driving this type of volatility in global markets.
Well, absolutely. Well, you've put it right. In fact, it is a situation where the crisis is actually driving the sentiment at this point in time. And as you rightly said, the earnings have actually gone out of the window. I'm sure not for the next quarter, but at least for the next two quarters or so, at least we'll have to see some sort of recovery happening before we can say that the economy is in place, or you could say that the recovery is in place. Is that right?
That's true.
Probably moving on to the next question, Mr. Pant, this is a very important one for retail investors. So what would you advise investors who are left with bleeding portfolios, even if they have invested in mutual funds? I'm sure a lot of people are looking at their stock portfolios, which are in deep red at this point in time, whether they've invested in large caps or, you know, mid caps or, you know, small caps is anyways out of the window at this point in time. But what about those investors, which I'm sure if they look at the portfolio statement at this point in time, are looking at a downtick of more than 10% on their portfolios?
The drawdowns are more like 30-40% right now. 10% is a very good portfolio. If somebody sitting on that, you know, again, it's much easier said than done. But the message which we are trying to talk to a lot of our investors is do not panic, because you know, equity as an asset class is really supposed to deliver over a much longer market cycle. So yes, one is seeing tremendous amount of volatility at this point of time. And, you know, there is no sense trying to go every day to your terminal and try and see, you know, what markdown of your NAVs have happened. Because, you know, if the market volatility won't kill you, your health will kill you.
Yeah,
with the type of stress which somebody may take out of this.
So, and plus coronavirus.
Absolutely. So, most important. That's
double whammy.
People, the thing is that stay composed right now. It could be that some of your goals and objectives which you have set may get impacted, and there may be, you know, a longer period you may need to have for fulfillment of that goal.
Mm-hmm.
But this also serves as an opportunity for a lot of people who have been following asset allocation, right? In your asset allocation, typically if you were holding, let's say, 60% equity and 40% debt,
mm-hmm.
the value of that equity today must be maybe 40%,
mm-hmm.
right? And you could actually, I'm not saying, you know, start doing it all at one go, but there would be opportunities over the next few weeks,
right.
where you could start staggering some of that debt allocation back into equity,
mm-hmm.
To try and get your asset allocation back. Okay. We're not trying to say there's a world coming to an end theory, which is going on right now, right?
Absolutely.
At some point, the signs from China are quite positive.
Yes.
You're already seeing no fresh cases out there. That means you are seeing some amount of stability over a 3 to 6 month cycle,
right.
which is happening into a macro market, right? And that is what will happen even in many of the Western markets now.
Right.
You will see the economies out there stabilizing with the new cases.
Mm-hmm.
And then there will be a tapering off after that, which has happened already in China.
Yes.
You know, as that happens, there will be a lot more confidence which will come back. You know, the markets are not going to wait for that event. The markets actually will start reacting much,
absolutely.
In anticipation of that.
Advance.
Right. So if you believe that I'm going to only start investing when the problem has been solved,
uh-huh.
you would have missed the bus. Because
yeah.
what is going to come your way right now is unprecedented liquidity the world has ever seen.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
We've seen President
yeah.
Trump. Yeah. We've already seen President Trump announce a $1.1 trillion uh-huh. package.
ECB.
Western
ECB
economies.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywhere between $50 billion to $400 billion type of packages.
Uh-huh.
You are going to see $2 to $3 trillion of infusion, which is going to happen to pump up economies, to pump up markets, and in general to ensure that the economic level activity could actually come back quite strongly, right? And that is really what one has to, in a slightly bizarre way, beware of, because you know, if you don't get in time, right, you may actually miss the type of bounce back which will happen in the market. So markets always discount future events.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing, that's why, is that, you know, as you believe that there are some great opportunities coming in, whether it is, you know, you really don't need to go bottom scraping right now. I mean, you
yeah.
have great franchises, great quality stocks, some absolutely phenomenal company. People are not going to stop banking. People are not going to stop eating and drinking.
Absolutely.
People are not going to start consuming a few things which are not discretionary, but basic requirements, consumer staples, pharmaceutical companies. Many of these are going to offer opportunities at very, very attractive prices right now. And I think this is going to be a once in a lifetime opportunity for people to get in at these type of values, which were last seen 8 to 10 years back.
8 to 10 years back.
Right. So I would say start thinking about revisiting your asset allocation, you know, start digging into it and start moving money back into some of those type of risk assets. And, you know, you will see how your portfolio looks after 1 year and would be pretty happy about that.
Well, I'm sure that would bring a lot of smile on a lot of investors' faces right now if they're listening to it. Well, Mr. Pant, I'll probably add another bit of question here, is that, gold as we know it, the metal which glitters, and the oil, which is the black gold as well, you know, often called, and equities, they're all moving in one direction. I'm sure this is something we've not witnessed this kind of phenomena often, you know. So what does it tell, or how should investors sort of decode this?
Yeah, so we've actually done some correlation charts to what is happening right now to what happened in 2008, and it's a very similar pattern.
Okay.
See, typically
okay.
what happens is the first thing which people do is take money out of risk assets, right? Because
sure.
that's where they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you're stuck bad after that, you then start withdrawing money from assets which at least have some value left,
okay.
right? And gold classically belongs to that, because gold has had one of its best rallies over the last 10 years, right? And you've seen in the last 1 year, the prices of gold have moved up by more than 50%. So clearly what is happening is, as you've seen complete destruction on the equity markets, the next what people are doing is are going into assets where there is at least some value left, because they want to start booking in some liquidity back into your bank accounts, right, to protect you for rainy days. Or maybe, you know, at a certain point, people start taking money out of there and start looking at investing back into risk assets because they're seeing deep distress or deep value, which is happening.
Right.
We've seen that phenomena incidentally yesterday where some of the good quality equities companies started getting hit and people started booking profits out of those names.
Yes.
And I think that's really what's happening. So all asset classes are falling in unison right now, but you will again, as things pause, I think gold has a very important role to play in people's portfolio. We were overweight gold even before this crisis.
Okay.
And you know, we've always said between 5 to 15% allocation of your portfolio should be in gold.
Right.
And, you know, could be a good time to, again, if you had missed it earlier, maybe this could be a time to actually, you know, build up on the gold allocation.
Right. In fact, have you fallen from, if you look at the spot prices, from 1700 odd levels to now 1400 odd levels? So yes,
absolutely.
It's a you know, steep kind of a fall that we've seen, or quick fall that we've seen. Now, Mr. Pant, the last question that probably I wanted to put across to you is that we've seen Morgan Stanley coming out with a base case scenario wherein a global recession is something which is due, you know, in 2020. Now, S&P Global also says that, you know, they've also lowered our GDP forecast for India for around about 5.2%, still better than a lot of other estimates, but yeah, they've lowered the forecast. So again, it signals, you know, one direction that you can't get away from a global recession at this point in time. And why is it important is because, you know, back in 2008, if I'm able to put this right, Mr. Pant, that a lot of people lost faith in equities post the financial crisis. And it took some time for investors to really get back into the system or, you know, by way of mutual funds. And that's what we've been seeing in the past 2 years when SIP flows have started coming in. There are now at record highs, right? So that faith has sort of built over the past 2 years. And now with this recession coming in, with this fall that we are seeing in the markets, do you think it will hit that kind of sentiment for retail investors?
You know, the number one point I would make at this point is that let's just don't be dependent on any financial projections right now, because in general, the financial markets are reflecting great uncertainty. And there is a wide amount of scenarios which are plausible at this point of time. So any data around 5.2%, I mean, you know, I would be surprised if you start revising some of these numbers quite dramatically.
Absolutely.
At this juncture, right?
That's
so yes, we are. Yeah. and these numbers are getting revised weekly.
Weekly.
So it's not even, so because, you know, clearly what we are witnessing is a complete lockdown. There are, of course, talks of recession, and they are not unfounded. You know, people wait for 2 quarters data to call that out classically. But you know, I mean, you can see what is going to happen in the next 2 quarters by what we're seeing today. So I don't think the economy is going to recover in a hurry. But you know, it's the old saying, right? Always bull markets are born out of pessimism.
Yes.
When everybody is pessimist is where you have some of these things which turn around quite quickly. And so, in a way, as I said earlier in this conversation, you know, markets will discount some of these events much earlier before people realize it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you know, retail investors do get caught always at the end,
right,
while smart investors, you know, have booked in their money much earlier. But what we would really, again, my message to retail investors is please keep revising your asset allocation, you know, almost every because the pace right now is so frantic that we typically always tell people to look at it on a yearly basis and then, you know, change and do that. But right now you may need to do it almost every 2 weeks, the way things are happening right now. I think if you get your asset allocation right during this period of time, you know, you will, you know, these type of volatility would help you actually ride the movement, the moment that happens. You know, my only this thing is don't expect things to turn in a very swift way,
right?
You really need to tighten up, you know, and say, as they say, fasten your seatbelts at this juncture, because volatility will continue to be high. We don't see a way out of this in the near future.
Right. Well, volatility will continue to be high. All what is required for retail investors is to stay put. Well, thank you, Mr. Pant, for your time. It was a pleasure talking to you and listeners as well for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Thank you, Mr. Pant, for your time.
Thank you. Thanks, Ritesh.